you said that we want to be cubed, not squared. And then you went into a discussion about a rhombic dodecahedron divided in half would give a pyramidal phase of consistent four square right angles.
But if you bruise the vodka, you can never make a very good martini.
And then you go on and said that if that were cubed, you'd have expanse, length, depth, and breadth. And that's what we want.
And 14 degrees of freedom.
And then you talked about that the cubed root of 8 is 2. And so that's what I'm thinking. It's 2, it's the Hindiades.
That's
3
one by means of it.
One by means of two, yeah.
And then you go on and you talk about laying the triangulation chart flat on a plane and then you cube it.
Mainly on a plane, yeah.
Then you have lines in between the spaces. And that the grid is getting wider. The 1 hour went around our world. And this is when we were talking about the plane. The plane disappeared in the Malaysian airliner. And I was listening to this recording, this archive, and you talked about triangulation as it relates to negative pH as well a couple of weeks ago. So I'm trying to tie it together. This is a conversation you're having with Greg. And then there was some other conversation where Greg was talking about time and you replaced the word time with trajectory. And you said that that's how you triangulate. And then defining trajectory, you said the definition of a trajectory was like, it was a logarithm. And you get logarithm and you explain how logarithms are. You can get them by doing something with a hula hoop, repeating it over and over around a wall, then you get cycles
If you put a marker on the hula hoop and roll it around the wall, it'll make circles. And those circles are like a pipe that's going around. Those are frequency wavelength.
Why don't you give a quick, you know, 2 or 3 minute summary of the 4X formula that these people never had access to, and we'll see who gets it and who not. If we just had a clear statement of the steps of making the 4X formula.
Triangulation is real simple. If you're trying to find the epicenter of an earthquake or find you or how your technology, your cell phone finds you, it triangulates. What that means is it pings the towers and measures the distance between those three points and then lands you where you are. Now, that's because you're so goddamn smart, you don't even know where you are, that you have to have a machine look where you are, find out where it is, and then tell you. But I guess if you're going to believe that, then you're stupid enough to need it to tell you that in the first place. So, now, if you don't know, then triangulate. And the whole point of triangulation, this past, present, future, is because you created time so you can play with it. And then values within the time you can also play with. So you take a square triangle, a right-sided triangle, okay, and you put it on a graph where X and Y are clear on your two planes of your paragraph. And then the hypotenuse across that right triangle is a space, a fall, and you graph it. You have 3 points. You mark the 3 points, and then C is to A, and B is to C. And what C is to B is to A, and that's what C is to B. That's what you're going to find out is what the C is to B. If you know the 3 points and three values to it, you can pull out a future moment. You set what that is, and you can tell what the value or the price of the point will be at a future experience.
You just heard a pretty good, dense summary of a very complex process when you're learning it. But once you know how to do it, it's pretty simple. But we never gave out that. I never explained that in public ever before. So that's what people got in the rewrite in private sessions. Last night I asked Ian, tell us what's going to happen tomorrow on payday. What's it going to be like? And he says it's going to be great information given out. Well, he just did it. He did something that I would never do before. So note that. Note what you heard. Go back and try to figure it out in your puny ways.
Thank you, Ion. I don't know.
Thank you.
But once what this is understood, then is there any need for portals and all of those things? You can just go anywhere, right?
Always remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you. You're not talking about exit, you're talking about means of egress. There's a difference.
Look for the string.
Yes, look for the string for a specific point.
And what you described was a, what I'm thinking of, one-dimensional graph with an X, Y, and you described the right-angled triangle. If you blow that up to three-dimensional, then you have the four right-angled triangles. And so in triangulation, is there more than one set of 3 points when you're talking about cubing it?
Yes, there's three of those sets. Or the potential for three of those sets.
And that's what gets the cubed root, or the root cubed is the number of points. Is that related to potential?
Can.
Are angle, degree, and perspective the three elements of triangulation?
No.
Length, depth, and breadth.
That's it. And the 14 degrees of freedom.
I have this, the 14 degrees of freedom have to do with the freedom of particles, of movement of particles within the atom?
Movement of everything. How many ways something can go.
That's the visualization of kinesis. That's the visualization of kinetic space. Visualizing kinetic space, movement.
Visual biases are us.
Could we use the angel diagram?
It's certainly in the angel diagram.
This formula is in the angel diagram.
Yes.